关于奉献的事情，我想从下个月开始要讲几篇信息。
With regards to the topic of offering, probably in the month of August, I will give a few sermons on it.
所以，假如我们中间有不喜欢听奉献的，就不要来。
So, this is just a precursor for brothers and sisters that do not like to listen about the topic of offering. We ask that you, this is an opportunity, this is a warning for you.
我第一次到我们这里来的、弟兄姊妹朋友们，我们不是每一个星期都讲奉献的。
For those of you that are here for the first time or just been with us for a very short time, we rarely ever talk about offering.
我在此地差不多二十年，讲了大概不到一两次。
I've been here for about 20 years, and I probably preached on this topic less than 2 times.
所以教会里的弟兄姊妹讲，长老该是讲的时候了。
So some brothers and sisters approached me and said that it's probably about time that we did talk about this topic.
所以从下个月开始，我有一两篇这方面的信息，你不喜欢听就不要来。
So as a warning, next month I will be preaching on the topic of offering. So if you do not want like this topic, you are free not to come.
另外一件事情就是我鼓励，我衷心的鼓励。弟兄姊妹到同工退休会去。
Next thing is I sincerely encourage brothers and sisters to attend the co-workers retreat.
四五年前、我们每年都有这个退休会，而且大家都在等着、要去这个退休会。
Up to even 5 years ago, we actually held our co-workers retreat annually.
Alhambra.二十几年从来没有同工退休会。
For over 20 years, the Alhambra Church has never had a co-workers retreat.
所以今年他们第一次有了一个退休会。
However, this year they had their inaugural meeting, retreat.
那么退休会之后有不少弟兄姊妹们说啊，我们根本不了解这个退休会原来是这样的。
And after the meeting, after the retreat, brothers and sisters were making the comments that we never knew that a retreat could be like in such a way.
假如我们知道同工退休会是这样，我们早就到那儿去了。
Had we known this was what was going to occur at this co-workers retreat, we would have attended.
那么凡是去的弟兄姊妹们，他们都觉得时间一点都没有浪费。
Those who attended did not feel it was a waste of time.
他们十分的享受在那里的几天时间。
They enjoyed the time that they had together.
所以、弟兄姊妹们，假如说是、有时间不太忙的话，欢迎你到退休会去。
So if you do have the time, we do encourage that you will be in attendance for the co-workers retreat.
我们今天继续要看提摩太前书。
And we will continue our study today in the book of 1 Timothy.
我们知道提摩太前书是保罗写给提摩太、教导他怎么样子牧养教会的。
And we know the book of 1 Timothy is a letter written by Paul to Timothy explaining what it means to pastor or minister to a church.
第四章第六节到十六节这里是讲到怎么样子可以做一个好的牧者。
In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 through verse 16, talks about how it is possible for a person to be a good pastor.
我们已经讲过两次。
And we've already talked about how it is to be a good minister. We have already used 2 sermons.
第一次从第六节到第十节。
The first one was in verse 6 through verse 10.
这里的重心是要操练敬虔。
And the emphasis here is the practice of godliness.
第二次是从十一节讲到第十二节。
And the second sermon was First Timothy chapter 4, verse 11 through verse 12.
这里的重心是讲到做信徒的榜样。
And the second talks about being a model for Christians.
那么今天我们要看13节到16节。
And today we will be studying from verse 13 through verse 16.
我先把它读一遍。
And let me read it first.
你要以宣读、劝勉、教导为念，只等到我来。你不要轻忽所得的恩赐，就是从前借着预言，在众长老按手的时候赐给你的。这些事你要殷勤去做，并要在此专心，使众人看出你的长进来。你要谨慎自己和自己的教训，要在这些事上恒心，因为这样行，又能救自己，又能救听你的人。
First Timothy chapter 4, verse 13 through verse 16. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Do not neglect your gift, which was given to you, was given you through a prophetic message when the body of elders laid their hands on you. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them, so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them.Because if you do, you will save yourself and your hearers. Let's pray together.
主，谢谢你给我们这些宝贝的话语。
Lord, we thank you for these precious words.
求主让我们虚心的来听并且顺从。
Lord, give us a humble heart as we listen and hear and also be able to follow.
祝福你的圣工。
Lord, bless your own work.
祝福爱你的儿女们。
Bless those that love you.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
Lord, we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 一个好的牧人必须要在神的话语上面建立他的侍奉。
A good minister establishes his service on the word of God.
今天很多教会，他们不注重神的话。
A lot of churches today do not emphasize the word of God.
他们更注重房子，更注重这个教会里的财务，更注重教会里的许许多多的节目，娱乐的节目特别。
And so a lot of churches, instead of focusing on the word of God, they put their emphasis on the buildings that they're in.They've emphasized the finances of the church. They emphasize the various programs that is for entertainment purposes.
但是神的心意是要教会里面的人借助他的话来建立在教会里的各种的侍奉。
However, God's desire, God's will is that the programs within the church will be established by the believers through the understanding of the word of God.
所以当保罗在他离开以弗所的这一段时间
So during the period of time in which Paul was away from the church in Ephesus,
他没有忘记要叮咛提摩太怎么样子做个好牧人
He never forgot to constantly remind Timothy how to be a good minister.
他在第十三节里头告诉提摩太要做三件事。
So in verse 13, he reminds Timothy that there are three things that he needs to do.
第一就是宣读，第二就是劝勉，第三就是教导。
First one is reading, second one, reading of the scripture, second one is preaching, and the third one is teaching.
宣读神的话就是公开的朗诵并且讲解神的话。
The reading of the scripture is not done in private, but rather in public, and then explaining on what the scripture means.
在当时教会里头，他们除了读旧约的律法之外，同时要读使徒的教训。
So in those days, when the early church met, not only did they read of the laws in the Old Testament, but they also read of the teachings of the disciples.
那个时候他们还没有这本圣经。
At that time, the Bible was not canonized yet.
旧约我们现在的旧约是他们从前所说的律法。
And the Old Testament is what they refer to as the laws.
所以每次他们聚会的时候，他们都要高声的朗诵旧约的律法跟使徒的教训。
So whenever the early churches gather together, there will be a public reading of the Old Testament laws, which is the scripture, as well as the teachings of the apostles.
这使徒的教训就是后来我们的这一本新约圣经。
And the apostles' teaching is what we today call the New Testament.
我们读两处圣经，
so let's look at two passages.
一处在使徒行传第二章。
First one can be found in Acts chapter 2.
第四十二节。
Verse 42.
这是讲到当初就是教会开始的时候的光景。
And this explains the situation in which the early churches gathered.
也许我们从四十一节开始读好了。
And we'll probably read from verse 41.
于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天门徒约添了三千人，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接白饼祈祷。
Acts chapter 2, verse 41 and verse 42. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
这是讲到基督的教会第一次在耶路撒冷聚会，使徒彼得给了个信息，他讲完了道之后，有三千人受洗。
And this talks about the event in which Apostle Peter was giving his first sermon, first preaching when the church was established in Jerusalem. And about 3,000 people came to know the Lord.
那么他们在聚会的时候，第一件事情就是遵守使徒的教训。
And as they gathered together, the first thing that they did was they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
因为教会是属于新约的时代。
Because the church is part of the New Testament.
神在教会的上面跟对以色列国家有不同的计划，有不同的要求。
Because God has a different plan for the church in comparison to the Old Testament Israelites.
所以今天教会所注重的教导是新约圣经。
So therefore, there is an emphasis on, in churches on the teaching of the New Testament books.
而新约的圣经起初是给使徒的一些教训。
And the New Testament books talks about the teachings of the apostles.
我们看哥罗西书第四章。
And let's turn to Colossians chapter 4.
哥罗西书第四章十六节。
Chapter 4, verse 16.
这里告诉我们，当初教会开始的时候，使徒们他们的书信是怎么样子传流的。
And in Colossians chapter 4, verse 16, we can see how the letters written by the apostles were passed around in the region.
十六节说，你们念了这书信，便交给老底家的教会，叫他们也念，你们也要念。从老底家来的书信。
Colossians chapter 4, verse 16. After this letter has been read to you, see that it is also read in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you in turn read the letter from Laodicea.
所以使徒保罗告诉这些教会说，我写给你们的信，你们读完了以后，要传给另外的教会，让他们也读。
So Apostle Paul, as he writes, what he does is say, after you read it, you need to pass this letter on to another church so they can be read.
所以我们现在看到，我们的新约圣经里头，很多是使徒保罗的书信。
So here in the New Testament, we see it is composed of a lot of epistles or letters written by Paul.
那么在教会这个还没有开始的时候，我们知道以色列人他们的聚会在我们今天叫什么 叫会堂。
And we know that before the new church, the new Testament era, the Israelites gathered in synagogues.
以色列人从前没有按时的聚会，从啊这个他们啊这个受到了这个啊我怎么样讲啊受到了掳掠。带到这个巴比伦去，然后啊，他们在那个地方一段时间，后来再回到这个耶路撒冷。
And so what happened to Israel is that they did not have consistent or continuous worship in the synagogues because after the nation was destroyed and they were exiled out to Babylon even after the return of Jerusalem they never had the consistency.
所以他们回到了耶路撒冷之后就按期的就开始在会堂里头聚会。
Now, however, once they returned back to Jerusalem, they would, on certain schedules, they would start scheduling gatherings within the synagogues.
当然他们聚会的时候他们是读律法读旧约圣经。
And during the synagogue gatherings, they will be reading of the Old Testament laws.
让我们不要忘记，在那个时候还没有印的这种书。
And remember, during those period time, there was you could not have a public pressing. Public
所以旧约也好，这个新约也好，都是在羊皮卷上面。
So we know that whether it's Old Testament or New Testament, it was handwritten on scrolls.
那么他们在聚会的时候，这个主持的人就拿出羊皮卷来，打开在众人的面前，大声的朗诵。
So the synagogues, when they were reading from the scripture, what they would do is open up a scroll and then they would publicly read it.
那么这样子的朗诵有好几个作用。
There are many purposes behind the public reading of scripture.
那我们现在没朗诵。
Nowadays, we do not read.
假如说是你们到教会来，我们拿出个羊皮卷来朗诵，大概你们一半都要跑掉了。
I'm sure that if next time you come here and we open up a scroll and we start reading it in public, probably half of you won't be in attendance the following week.
但是对初期的教会来讲，这是他们所持守的一个很重要的一个礼节。
But however, for the early churches, this was something that needed to be followed.
在拿出书卷来朗诵的时候，第一，表达他们对神的敬畏。
By bringing out the scroll and reading it in public, it reveals their reverence to God.
我们看一看，当他们朗诵的时候是什么情形。
Let's look at a recording of what happens when they are reading in public.
我们要回到旧约尼希米记。
Let's turn back to the Old Testament and look at the book of Nehemiah.
尼希米记第八章。
Nehemiah chapter 8.
我们要看第五、第六两节。
And we will be reading from verse 5 and verse 6.
这是记载在这个当初以斯拉他向以色列人这个传讲神的话。
So this is describing or recording that the priest Ezra was standing in front of people and proclaiming the word of God.
当他们聚会的时候，他们搭了一个台子，这个以斯拉就站在台子上。
And so as they gathered together, they put together a stand and Ezra went up and went to the high wooden platform.
所以你看第五节，以斯拉站在众民以上，在众民眼前展开这书。这个书是当时的旧约啊。他一展开，众民就都站起来。以斯拉称颂耶和华至大的上帝，众民都举手应声说：“阿门，阿门。”就低头面伏于地敬拜耶和华。
Verse 5 and verse 6. So all the people could see him, who is Ezra, who is standing on the platform, because he was standing above them. And as he opened it, opened the book, which is the Old Testament laws, the people all stood up. Ezra praised the Lord, the great God, and all the people lifted their hands and responded, Amen, Amen. And they bowed down and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到在那个时候的聚会，跟我们今天教会的聚会是有相当大的分别。
So when you see a recording or see this picture, it's different from how we worship today.
我拿出圣经来读的时候，你们都没有站起来。
When I started reading from scripture, none of you stood up.
我相信很少几位大概愿意一听的读神的话就跪下来的。
I think even fewer people will be willing to kneel down or bow down as they hear the word of God.
也许我们说，这个是旧约的事情。
We might think that this is something that happened in the ritual of the Old Testament.
可是我们不能够否认，朗诵在教会里头的确是对神的一个特别的敬畏的一种表现。
However, we cannot deny the fact the public reading of Scripture is a reverent act toward God in the church.
所以我们都不赞成旧式的敬拜。
Even though we do not want the old style of worship,
现今的教会当然是更不赞成。
And of course, even modern days, they're probably even more against it.
你到时髦的教会去，你看到他们穿的这个游泳衣，脚上拖个拖鞋，哪里还会说是读圣经，一个个站起来跪下来讲阿门阿门，不可能的。
If you went to a contemporary church where people are dressed pretty casual, probably it's even more difficult to ask them to stand up when the reading of the scripture to proclaim Amen, Amen after hearing the scripture, and then to bow down and worship the Lord after it.
因此，我们虽然不像初期的教会一样的每次聚会的时候宣读主的话。
So even though we might not be like the early churches in which that there is the public reading of the scripture on every gathering,
但我们不能够否认这种聚会是荣耀神的聚会。
But we cannot reject the fact that the way of worshiping the Lord through the public reading of scripture is a way to glorify God.
让参加聚会的人，特别是不信神的人，看到这些信徒。 哎呀，原来他们神在他们的心中是这样子的一位。
If nothing else, what it does show is for non-believers to be among believers to see the respect that Christians have toward their God.
因此，常在初期的教会宣读是一件很重要的事情。
That is why in the early church days, the public reading of Scripture was so important.
保罗对。 这个提摩太讲，你必须要在众人的面前以宣读、劝勉、教导，一直等到我来。And
that's why Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 4, he says, Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching.
因为他不是在朗诵而已，他在朗诵之外还要讲解神的话。
So not only is Timothy supposed to read the scripture in public, but he also has to preach, to teach, to explain the word of God.
今天你到一些教会去，他们的这个传道人也有一本圣经。If
you go to any churches today, almost every preacher will have a Bible in their hand.
那些圣经都是名贵的圣经。And
they're very expensive Bible.
所以假如说是 你把它翻开的话，它很顺的就挂在你手的两边。And
some of these good Bibles, if you open it up, it really hangs really well on your hand.
假如我把我这个圣经一打开，掉地上去了。If
I try to put this Bible in my hand, the Bible will fall apart and fall on the ground.
我没有钱买那种名贵的圣经。I
do not want to spend the finances on these Bibles.
但是我们会发现。 来拿名贵圣经的人，并不讲解名贵圣经。
So even though they have this expensive Bible in their hand, they're not teaching or explaining what this, the message is within that.
那个圣经是做样子的。
That Bible is just a mere prop.
所以弟兄姊妹，你有没有注意到保罗在此地对提摩太所提醒的话是真正很深刻的？
So here you can see his encouragement to Timothy is one that is with deep spiritual meaning.
你千万要以宣读为念。
Devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture.
你不只是读，你还要讲解。
Not only do you read it in public, but you are also to preach and teach about Scripture.
你不是拿着圣经来做个样子。
You do not just walk around with the Scripture, or with the Bible in your hand.
所以我们不可能一次就讲一章、三章圣经，这是不可能的事情。
I think it's almost impossible for a preacher to stand up and through one sermon explain the information or the messages that God is trying to give us three or four chapters of message.
许多时候一个小时最多讲一节圣经。
A lot of times, just the studying of one verse might take more than an hour.
这个就说明神的话语里头所包含的真理是太宝贵。
What this is indication of is that the truth of Scripture is so precious and so deep.
所以每一次我们都要宣读讲解。
So that is why we need to read and we need to teach.
然后更进一步的要劝勉。
And then we need to encourage.
Exhortation 是鼓励信徒使用他们所听到的教训。
And so through exhortation, we are encouraging or exhorting brothers and sisters or the believers to follow the teachings of God.
我们一定要鼓励弟兄姊妹们读了神的话，明白了神的话，然后要使用运用神的话。
And that is why we need to encourage or exhort the believers that after they hear the word of God, after they understand the word of God, they need to be doers of the word of God.
劝勉这个字在我们中文里头是中鼓励的意思。
The word exhort means to exhort, to encourage.
劝就是鼓励啊，勉励，所以劝勉是鼓励这个信徒。
So what it is meaning is you're trying to encourage a believer to follow the way.
但是这个字不是一个正确的翻译。
But the word encourage might not be the best translation.
因为在原文里头这个 exhortation 这个字它不只是鼓励而且它有责备有警戒。
So, however, the word exhortation in itself, the meaning not only encompasses encouragement, but it also talks about rebuking as well as instruction.
有忠告，有安慰。
Recommendations or rebuking as well as comfort.
所以弟兄姊妹，特别是第一次到我们这里来的，我们要很谦卑地告诉你，你到这里来不会每一次都听到安慰跟鼓励的话。
And so that is why we like to tell those of you that are with us for the first time or just been with us recently that not every time you come here you will be encouraged or comforted.
因为神的话语里头常常带着警戒，带着责备。
Because sometimes the word of God also includes warnings as well as rebukes.
所以这个是包括在劝勉这个字里头。
So this idea is also encompassed in the word exhortation.
我们不单要宣读劝勉，而且要进一步的教导。
So not only are we to read the scripture to exhort or to preach, but we are also to teach.
这个字就是 teaching, 就是 teaching. 那么它在教牧书信，教牧书信有三本，是不是？一共出现了有十五次。
This word teaching occurs over 15 times in the pastoral epistles or the letters to learn how to minister to a church. 15 times.
教导的意思是对神的话语做有系统性的说明。
Teaching is a systematic method of explaining the word of God.
所以上面在宣读的时候我们讲解，但是当我们教导的时候，我们要把神的话做一个有系统的说明。
So earlier on, we would start with a public reading of scripture, and then we would explain it. But then, through teaching, we have to have a systematic method of making it understandable to the believers.
所以我们要尽量的把神话语里面的来源、它的用意、是为什么开始的时候是这个样子，现在又有什么样子的意思。
And so that is why it's important for us, as we are learning from the scripture, we need to know the source or the reason why it was written, and then we need to understand the purpose in which the situation was written, and then we learn how to apply that in today's day.
当我们教导的时候，我们的对象可能只有一个人。
Sometimes when we teach, we only teach one person.
也可能是一个班，一个一节。
Sometimes it could be a class.
我们看提摩太前书第三章第二节。
And so if we just flip the Bible to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2.
你看这里讲到一个做长老的，就是在教会里头做牧人的，必须无可指责，只做一个妇人的丈夫，有节制自守，端正，乐意接待远人。下面善于教导。
In 1 Timothy chapter 3, it talks about the qualifications of an elder or an overseer. Verse 2, it says, Now the overseer must be above reproach, the husband of but one wife, temperate, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach.
所以我们这个第三章前面第一节到第七节是讲到监督或者长老的职分，然后第八节到第十三节就讲到执事他们的职分。
So 1 Timothy chapter 3, the first part from verse 1 through verse 7, talks about the qualification as well as the responsibilities of an elder. And starting from verse 8 through verse 13, it talks about the qualification as well as the responsibilities of a deacon.
我们看到基本上监督跟执事他们的这个工作的要求都很相似的。
If we were to look at the qualification as well as responsibilities of the elder as well as the deacon, they're very similar.
但是只有一件事情，监督或者做长老的人很特殊的有要求。
However, there is one aspect for qualification for the elder that is different from the deacon.
就是善于教导。
And that is the ability to teach.
你若是要在教会里头做长老，你必须要在这个神的话语上、教导上做有系统的解释，各方面要有相当的程度。
So if you do have that desire to become an elder at a church, one of the things is that you need to be able to systematically explain the word of God.
现在我们来看第十四节。
And now we continue to study in 1 Timothy 4, verse 14.
保罗提醒提摩太，一个好的牧人不可以轻看神对他的呼召。
Verse 14, Paul writes to Timothy, reminding him that as a minister of God, you should not look lightly upon that which you have been called to do.
所以第十四节就是讲到一个这个牧人蒙召的这件事。
And so in verse 14, it talks about the calling of a minister.
今天要做一个牧人，你要先去读神学院。
Today, to become a minister of God, you must go to seminary.
但是圣经告诉我们，你要做一个牧人，第一步，你先要有神的呼召。
However, scripture tells us otherwise, is that to be a minister of God, you must first be called by God.
那么在这一件事情上头，保罗给提摩太有三方面的提醒或者鼓励。
And here, there's also three reminders or encouragement from Paul to Timothy.
所以他说你不要轻忽所得的恩赐。
First, it starts off by, do not neglect the gift, your gift.
这里所说的恩赐是每一个信徒在信神的时候神所给他的恩赐。
What is this gift? This gift is one that Christians all receive when they become a child of God.
弟兄姊妹们，圣经告诉我们，每一个信徒都从神那里领受了某种的恩赐。
Scripture tells us that every Christian, every believer has a gift from God.
那今天许多信主的人，我没有恩赐，我也不觉得有什么恩赐。
However, some of you might say that I have no gifts, I have no spiritual gifts.
可是神的话说，你信主的时候，他就给了你恩赐。
However, Scripture does tell us that when you became a believer, that you are gifted.
我们看一下罗马书十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章第四到第八节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 4 through verse 8.
这是讲到恩赐的事情。
It talks about spiritual gifts.
正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体也是如此。按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言就当照着信心的程度说预言，或做执事就当专一执事，或者教导的就当专一教导，或者劝化的就当专一劝化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。
Romans chapter 12, verse 4 through verse 8, it talks about the gift, the spiritual gifts. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to one another. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully.
所以罗马书没有把所有神的恩赐都在这里列举出来。
Here, not all the gifts, the spiritual gifts are listed.
他告诉我们，我们在教会里的每一个人都是一个肢体。
However, it does remind us that we are all members of the body.
我们是教会是一个身体，我们每一个人都是这个身体上的一部分，叫做 member, 或者说一部分。
The scripture tells us that the church is a body, and all parts of this, members of this church are members of the body.
所以有的是手，有的是脚，有的是眼睛，有的是鼻子，等等等等。
Some are hands, some are feet, some are eyes, and some are noses.
不管是谁，
Regardless of who you are,
你都有一个恩赐。
You do have a spiritual gift.
因为是神借着圣灵来给每一个人的。
Because every one of you have received that spiritual gift through the grace of God.
要让我们侍奉教会，
so that we can serve the church.
让我们把主的福音能够广传，
so that the gospel can be spread to the ends of the earth.
让我们如何的彼此相爱相助，
it allows us to love one another, to serve one another,
在世人的眼前做一个美好的见证，
so that we will be a good witness before this world.
因此上神给了每一个人一个不同的恩赐。
So that is why every one of us has different gifts.
有些人有多种的恩赐。
Some have, might have many gifts.
但是每一个人至少有一个恩赐。
But to the very, at the very least, everyone has at least one spiritual gift.
彼得前书第四章告诉我们一些事。
In 1 Peter chapter 4, it tells us this.
彼得前书第四章第10跟11节。
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 and verse 11.
个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做上帝百般恩典的好管家。所以第二个恩赐翻译应该翻译成恩典，不是恩赐的管家，乃是神给我们百般的恩典的好管家。
First Peter chapter 4, verse 10. The English translation reads, "Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administrating God's grace in its various forms." The word here is used grace. In the Chinese translation, it used the word God's gift. However, it is not just mere gift, but it is a grace that is given by God.
这里我们要注意的就是个人要照所得的恩赐
The emphasis here is each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve one another.
所以没有一个信主的人可以跟神讲，我不能够服侍，因为我没有恩赐。
So no believers can come before God and say, I cannot serve because I have no gifts.
神要跟你讲，你去好好的思考思考，到底你还是手呢，还是脚呢，或者
So God would ask you to meditate on yourself, whether or not you are a hand or a feet, or are you really worthless?
神给我们恩赐，是要我们来运用这个恩赐。
God has given us, each one of us, a spiritual gift, and we are to use that spiritual gift.
提摩太，他有了所谓主观的恩赐。 主观的恩赐, subjective.
Oh. Yes. Timothy has the gift of subjectiveness.
而且提摩太也曾经有过客观的印证。
However, Timothy also has found an objective experience.
所以你看在14节你的讲到, 你 恩赐是怎么得到的?
And so in verse 14 it says how he received this gift.
第一,就是你得救的时候,神就给了你恩赐。
It says that when you were saved, you were given this gift.
这里只是讲所得的恩赐。
It says the gift that was received.
没有特别的提到其他的恩赐,但是下面跟着他就讲到 你还有你的恩赐，还有客观的印证。
However, it says that you have also experienced, not only does it say that you have received the gift, but you have also experienced the usage of this gift.
这个恩赐是借着长老们按手的时候赐给你的。
And this gift was given to you when the body of elders laid their hands on you.
在圣经里头没有提到 或者提摩太他是什么时候有长老跟他按手的。
Scripture doesn't have a recording of when this occurred.
这是当初在初期的教会里头，他们很看重长老按手的事情。
And in the early church days, there was a great emphasis on the laying of the hands of the elders.
他要差遣你的时候，他先为你按手。
When they are to send you, they will pray with the laying of the hands.
让你知道你从神那里受到了这个恩赐，也受到了祝福。
So that the person who the hands have been laid upon will know that you will be receiving God's, you will be with God's presence, and you are going to receive the power that comes from God.
有的时候，这个恩赐 从教会的众长老祈祷按手而证实的。
And sometimes these gifts are verified through the laying of the hands by the elders, through prayers, and through the laying of hands.
我们可以看到在使徒行传十三章有这么一个很明显的例子。
And there's a great example that can be found in Acts chapter 13.
使徒行传十三章第二节。
In Acts chapter 13, verse 12, verse 2.
这个是当保罗跟巴拉巴受差遣的时候的一个见证。
And this is when, this records the event in which Barnabas and Paul were sent off.
也许我从第一节这样子读比较清楚一点。
And I'll read from verse 1.
在安提阿的教会中有几位先知和教师，就是巴拉巴和称呼尼杰的西面，鼓励乃人路求与分封之王西律同养的马念并扫罗，他们侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵说要为我分派巴拉巴和扫罗去做我招他们所着的工，于是进食祷告按手在他们头上，就打发他们去了。
Acts chapter 13, verse 1 through verse 3. In the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manian, who was brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off.
我相信提摩太受差遣的时候也同样的曾经有众长老按手祷告的这样子一个印证。
And I believe that when Timothy was sent to minister over at the church of Ephesus, he was also experienced the laying of the hand by the elders of the church.
所以他在这里特别提到就是从前借着预言在众长老按手的时候赐给你的。
So that is why he says, do not neglect your gift, which was given you through a prophetic message when the body of elders laid their hands on you.
那么十五节，这保罗特别提醒提摩太，一个好的牧人必须要殷勤做工。
In verse 15,Paul reminds Timothy that as a minister of God, a good minister of God, you must be diligent in God's work.
你假如真正是一个好的牧人，你必须要殷勤做工。
If you are truly a good minister of God, then you need to be diligent.
今天，我在讲今天，我想这个不会是这个错误的。有很多传道人是这个喝咖啡到处去探望的就是只做这种事情的也算是牧人。
And I believe that, and I'm not making a mistake when I make the statement, is that there are many ministers of God today that their service includes only of visitation after, while drinking coffee.
提摩太后书第四章第二节保罗对提摩太这么讲。勿要传道，无论得时不得时。
First Timothy, in Timothy, Paul reminds him that you must preach the word in season or out of season.
换句话说，你务必要传道，无论你受欢迎还是不受欢迎。
In other words, you preach whether you're welcomed or you're not.
你高兴或者不高兴。
Whether you want to or you're willing or you're not willing.
你务要传道。
You must preach.
没有选择。
There is not a choice.
所以你做一个传道人你必须要传道。
So if you are a minister of God, you must preach the word of God.
你不能够说我今天有点懒惰我不想动。
You can't say that today I feel a little bit lazy and I don't want to do anything.
问题就是你能不能在神的面前讲，神啊，对不起，我今天不想传道。
Can you come before God and say, "Sorry, God, today I don't feel like it"?
神说你要传也好，你不要传也好，可以传，不可以传，你都要传。
What God is saying in 2 Timothy 4 is that whether or not you want to or you don't want to, whether or not you're welcome or unwelcome, you must preach the word.
我刚刚出来传道的时候，那时候在 Cincinnati， 也就是到 University of Cincinnati， 那么宿舍里去传道。
When I first became full-time minister, and I had the opportunity to go to the dormitories in the University of Cincinnati to share the gospel.
我不晓得现在 Auburn 的学生怎么样，在 University of Cincinnati 的人一开门一看传道，砰，门就关紧下来了。
And I do not know what the response of the college kids today, but back in those days, if they saw a pastor or a preacher, they would just slam the door in our face.
对一般的传道来说，转头就回去了。
So a lot of people's natural reaction would be, let's turn our head and head home.
不是我不传，他不要我传嘛。
It's not that I don't want to preach, it's that he doesn't want me to preach.
可是我就不走，我就在外面去敲门。
However, for me, I would not turn around and walk away. I would just continue knocking on the door.
他一开门一看又这个人。
And they open the door and they see me again.
当然他就很不客气。
And then their response is not as nice.
但是很感谢主，我这一辈子从来没有为了传道给人家打过一拳。
But I thank God, even though I might not be welcome,for preaching the gospel. However, I've never been hit because of the gospel.
但是被特别是学生们骂是骂得很多。
However, I have encountered some language abuse when preaching to the students.
但是我永远不能够忘记神的话，务要传道，无论得时不得时。
So, but however, I remember the word of God says, preach the word in season or out of season.
我们不但要专心的传道，而且还要让人看出你的长进来。
So not only are we to be diligent in the preaching of the word, but we also have to have people see our progress.
我想我们中间有些人本来想传道的。一看到这一句话，也不想传道了。
And some of us might be willing to preach the word of God. However, once you see this, you might be more hesitant.
神有的时候定下来的规矩很不简单。
The rules that are set by God are not easy rules to follow.
而且你没有办法跟神去打交道，说是讲价钱的。
And you can't really negotiate with God.
神说。你要使人看出你的长进来。
And it says, give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress.
神对传道人说，第一，你要努力的工作。
So to every minister, God says, you must be diligent.
第二，你必须要在人的眼前，在行为上，在这个侍奉上，让人家看得出你在长进之中。
So, however, also in addition to being diligent in your work, you also need for the people around you to see how your behavior and how your service has progressed as you have grown spiritually.
因为神要传道人，要侍奉神的人，在世人的眼前是一个不断长进的一个人。
Because God desires His workers, His ministers, to be people that are growing.
人家三年前看着你这个样子，三年后看着你同样的样子，人家说：“哎呀，这个侍奉神的人就这个样子，不长进。”
What you don't want is you don't want to be like what you were 3 years ago, because then the world will say you don't grow even with God.
腓立比书第三章。使徒保罗写的这些话
，In Philippians chapter 3, Paul writes,
十二节到十四节
，verse 12 through verse 14.
哎，这些话实在很可爱。
I really enjoy these words. They're very encouraging.
第十二节说，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是极力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣。所以得着我的十三节，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了， 我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得上帝在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
So Paul writes, not that I have already obtained all this, or have I been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forget what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
所以我们的长进必须要显明在周围的人的眼前。
So our spiritual growth should be obvious to those that are around us.
比从前更加的爱主。
We need to love God more.
比从前更加的愿意为主牺牲。
We're willing to sacrifice more as time progresses.
我们信耶稣的人，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不可以退后的。
You know, as a believer, we should not be falling back.
神的命令是你要不断的长进。
Because God's desire, as well as God's command, is that we need to continue grow.
今天在我们周围的基督徒长进的不太多。
You know, unfortunately, not all Christians are growing.
步伐越走越慢。
Their step toward heaven is they're slowing down their pace.
应该像保罗一样的，你越走越快。
But you should learn from Paul and press onward.
你有一个标杆在那个地方，你对着这个标杆直奔。
You are heading toward the end.You should be running and sprinting toward the end.
时间已经到了，我必须要结束。所以我们现在来看十六节。
So, due to time, we're going to look at verse 16.
十六节是保罗对提摩太最终的一个嘱咐。
And verse 16 talks about the blessing that Paul has given Timothy.
他提醒提摩太在两方面必须要谨慎自己的见证。
And he warns Timothy to be careful on two aspects of his life.
第一，就是他所教导弟兄姊妹们的内容。
First is the content in which he is teaching the believers.
第二，他自己生活的见证。
The second is his testimony before men.
他说，你要谨慎自己和自己的教训。
It says, watch your life and doctrine closely.
一个真正神的牧人必定要一心贯注在个人的圣洁行为和话语的教导上面。
A minister of God must emphasize his own sanctification or his act of holiness before God, as well as the studying of the Word of God.
圣经告诉我们，只有这样子，才能够既救自己，又救听你的人。
And the Bible tells us, Scripture tells us, that only if you do, then you will be able to save both yourself and those who hear.
必须要看几处圣经。
And we do need to look at some Scripture.
约翰福音第八章三十一节。
John chapter 8, verse 31.
耶稣对信他的犹太人说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒了。
Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples.
所以这里特别讲到，你们要常常遵守我的道。
It says you must hold my teachings.
然后我们回到哥罗西书来，哥罗西书第一章二十三节。
And if we turn back and look at Colossians chapter 1 verse 23.
只要你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不致被引动失去福音的盼望，这福音就是你们所听过的，也是传于普天下万人听的。我保罗 也做了这福音的执事。
Verse 23 says that if you are to be free from accusation, it says, if you continue in your faith, established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel, this is the gospel that you have heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, has become a servant.
再看最后。
And then finally, we will look at
希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章。十四节
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 14.
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 14. We have come to share in Christ if we hold firmly till the end the confidence we had at first.
所以这里我们读的几处的圣经都告诉我们，一个信主的人信心必须要坚定。
Here it says, reminds us that as a believer, your faith must be firm.
当然我们知道一个人信心的坚定不是靠着自己努力。
Of course, we know that you cannot strengthen your faith through your own work.
完全是靠着神的大能。
But rather, it is through the power of God.
或者完全靠着神的恩典。
Or in other words, it is the grace of God.
可是也不能够抹杀信徒的责任。
However, this does not mean that as believers, you do not have any responsibilities.
这个就是讲什么呢？讲的第一，自己要努力。
Here it tells us that we must be diligent, we must work hard.
第二，我们要注意其他人的见证。
We need to watch the testimonies of those that are around us.
所以你看到自身的努力跟他人的见证都能够坚定我们的信心。
So you can see that if we are diligent and the witnesses that are around us will also help us in the establishment of our faith.
最后我们应该要知道，一个传道人坚韧的信心也必定会把救恩带给那些听他信息的人。
However, here it gives us a great promise is that if the minister has faith, then those who hear him will also be blessed.
假如一个听你信息的人看到你自己在神的面前也只有那么多的信心，他们会相信吗？
If a person that hears your message or hears your teaching, but then he looks at your life with so, that has so little faith, do you really think that he will want to believe this God?
因此上，做一个传道人，他必须自己先有一个坚韧不变的信心。
So therefore, as a minister of God, you must have a faith in which you hold firm and stand firm on.
这样子才有可能让那些听他信息的人得救。
And that way, those that hear you will be saved.
一方面听你的信息，一方面看你的为人。
So they will hear what you are preaching, but they also see how you are living.
你只会讲，没有好的生活，没用。
If it's all talk and no walk, then there is no purpose.
你只有好的见证，没有好的解释，这个讲神的话也没用。
However, if you have a good witness, but you do not, are unable to share the word of God, then it's still without any purpose.
我们通告吧。
Let's pray together.
主啊，谢谢你给我们这些劝告。
Lord, we thank you for your exhortation.
盼望我们中间每一位弟兄姊妹都能够了解明白你话语的用意。
Lord, may every one of us be able to understand the true meaning behind what you are teaching us.
感谢主，在教会里头有不少的提摩太。
Lord, I thank you. There are many Timothys within this church.
巴不得我们这里每一个人都能够有决心要学提摩太的榜样。
I pray that every one of us will have that desire to become a Timothy.
祝福下面的聚会。
Lord, please watch over the following time.
这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
Thank you. Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.